He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the August 30th. Wow. There goes August. When we come back from the Labor Day weekend, it'll be September and fall is approaching. Summer doldrums in the market have turned into a little bit of summer volatility here. We've got some headwinds out there facing the market, but you know what? The bull market just keeps on chugging along. We'll talk about that here in a moment. We've got the Dow down 28 points today. The Dow is at 14,812. The S&P 500 is down about 3 points at 1635. Hey, it wasn't that long ago that it was at 1700. What's this 1635 business? We'll be talking about that. Also in the market today, we've got the NASDAQ down 16 points. We're at 3604. We've got the 10-year yield at 2.76, down a little bit from yesterday's 2.80. We've got gold down $17 per ounce at $13.95, back under $1,400. We've got oil at 107.87. It was at 109. It almost hit $110 per barrel here. Recently, but right now we're at 107.87, and the euro is at 1.32 this morning. And of course, the big question hanging over the market now is, when will the Fed taper? When will Obama strike? And will they reach a deal on the debt ceiling? And right now, nobody knows the answers to those questions, and that's why we have some volatility in the market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Again, the questions facing the market right now. When will the Fed taper? When will Obama strike? And will they reach a deal on the debt ceiling? Well, we know that England will not be part of any military action against Syria. But we also know this morning that the UN investigators are being ordered out of Syria a day early. And the UN is stepping up their investigation to try to come to a conclusion very quickly. So it seems like the wheels are in motion for some kind of a strike on Syria. And for that reason, we have a market that's a little bit off here towards the end of the week. Of course, you know, it had that huge down day on Tuesday, and then we had really good days in the middle of the week. It seems to hinge on news coming out of Syria right now. First, it seemed like a foregone conclusion that we would go in and do some kind of damage, send out some kind of a message, and that we would have some allies going in there with us. But now it doesn't sound like there will be any allies going in there with us. It sounds like we're going to do it alone, unless the French decide to bake some cookies or something while we're fighting. But right now we've got the markets reeling again, not reeling, but underwater again, wondering what would be the consequences of such a strike on Syria. Nobody really knows, because on the other side of the fence, you've got some big world powers saying, no, you better not strike Syria. And of course, that's caused the energy markets, the oil markets here to shoot up here to 107, 108, 109, and rising, just in time for the Labor Day weekend. That seems to always happen, so you can pay more at the pump while you're out and about driving around. What effect would an attack on Syria have on the stock market? Well, it depends. It depends on what happens after the little scurry there in Syria. What will there be retribution? Will there be the Suez Canal? Will the Suez Canal be blocked? Will missiles be launched into Israel? These are all what ifs, and the market doesn't like any kind of uncertainty. And that certainly is a big wild card playing out on the market today. Now, if something were to happen, the market doesn't necessarily, it's not a reason to sell everything in the market. What do you think oil stocks will do? Oil stocks are doing great right now. I featured many oil stocks in this past week. I featured Seadrill, which has been hitting new highs, and it pays a dividend of about 8%. I featured Cabot Oil and Gas, which is one of my favorite large cap stocks right now. Do you think they benefit from 107, 108, 109 and rising per barrel oil prices? Absolutely they do. I talked about EOG Resources, another large cap stock out there that would benefit from higher oil prices. Also, what about inverse emerging markets and inverse areas that would suffer big time? If the world's economy, if all of a sudden the focus was turned back to the Middle East and the balls taken off of the economy here in America, which has been growing at about 2 to 2.5%. All of a sudden, that focus would move elsewhere and the economy would more than likely suffer, and that would hurt countries that depend on a robust U.S. economy. What about defense stocks? I talked about Booz Hamilton this past week, a defense and intelligence consultant to the United States government. One that let a guy by the name of Ed Snowden sneak in there and walk off with a memory stick with some stuff on it. You know, we still don't know where exactly he is, although we think he's somewhere in Russia right now. But the stock has been flourishing. The stock has done very, very well. And that's another area of the market. So not everything, you know, if the conditions in the world change, well, the conditions in the stock market change. It's all relative. What would go up? What would go down if the situation in the world changed suddenly? Well, you know what? The app would tell me. Here's the best stocks on a relative basis right now. There's still a lot of stocks that are breaking out. I sent out tweets on many stocks yesterday that continue to break out to new high ground. So the market, for whatever reason, is still intact. The bull market is still intact. Small caps, mid caps still lead the way. But we could see some change here in coming days. That's why it's going to be very important to monitor the situation, but more importantly, to see the effects that it has on the market, the effects that it has on the sectors, the effects that it has on the asset classes of the market, and we may have to make a few adjustments here in coming days and weeks. But running to the sidelines in fear, that's the worst thing you could possibly do. Anyways, we watched our last exhibition game last night here in the NFL. Our Chargers didn't look so good against the San Francisco 49ers, who look real good again this year. Look for them to be in the playoffs. I think there's 75 players on the roster right now. It's got to be pared down to 52 before opening day. And don't you think those teams are going to be paring down to the best 52 that they can possibly find? I mean, in some cases, it's going to be real close. There's going to be someone that's tried really hard and has performed well, but the other guy's just a little bit better. I always use this same analogy for your stock portfolio. My portfolios normally don't have 52 stocks in them. I'm closer to the baseball roster, which is 25 during the season. Then it expands in September. In fact, it will expand, I believe, tomorrow. And we'll bring up some kids from AAA, maybe even AA. And what they're trying to do is find the very best 25 that they can possibly find. My point is no matter what the conditions are in the world, no matter what the headwinds are in the world, there's always going to be 25 best investments out there. We just have to find them, and we just have to keep them in our portfolios. Maybe it's short-term bonds. Maybe it's cash. Maybe it's inverse funds. Maybe it's still biotech stocks. Maybe it's technology stocks. Maybe it's defense stocks. Maybe it's oil and gas related stocks, but on a relative basis, there will always be a top 25 a top 30, and that's the area that I try to focus on. If you took a look at your portfolio today, I don't know who's managing it. Maybe you're managing it. Maybe it's at some big wirehouse firm. You have to ask yourself, is this the best 25 investments that are out there right now, given the world situation of rising interest rates, rising oil prices, a tepid economy, turmoil, etc., etc., etc.? Only you can answer that question. If you don't think you have the best 25 or 30, you might want to stay tuned and listen. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour as we scan the universe. Boy, I don't care where we have to go. If we have to go to inverse Latin America, inverse Brazil, I don't care. You know what? It's all we're about is growing our IRAs, growing our Roths, growing our 401ks, growing our stock accounts, our college funds, going wherever the opportunity presents itself. And it moves around. It is definitely a moving target. It doesn't just stay in one place. It moves around. And I'm a big believer that you have to move around too and be in the right places at the right time. It's time consuming, number one. And number two, you need the tools or the time to really observe charts, relative strength, performance, valuations, events in the world, and what effect, what impact they'll have on various segments of the market, various asset classes, various sectors of the market. And so we scan the world and we try to find the very best. Sometimes the very best don't make a whole lot of sense. You kind of scratch your head and you say, why in the heck is this sector doing so well right now? But most times when you look underneath the surface, you find that it's kind of a micro story. You find that the company is doing very well. They're in an industry that's doing okay, but as a company, they've come up with a new idea that's really caught on, and they've been growing their earnings. And earnings growth almost always translates into capital appreciation, which is what we're really after. We're after capital appreciation in our stock accounts. One such stock that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts, I don't think that I've ever featured this stock. Maybe I have once or twice, but we're going to feature it again here today. It's hitting new highs. Despite headwinds in the world and headwinds here at home, we've got a company that provides a computerized reservation and table management system for restaurants. Maybe you've used their service. I have. I've used OpenTable a few times. OpenTable came public in the year 2009 at about $25 per share. Since that time, the stock's price has tripled. It's now $75 per share. Somebody had an idea. Somebody had a concept. Somebody raised some money. Somebody turned it into a business. Somebody took the company public, or a group of people, and now they're a publicly traded company, and now it's a $1.7 billion idea. It's become a $1.7 billion small cap company. Their earnings over the last 5 years have been growing by 68% per year. Hey, that's pretty good. 68% per year in an economy that's been growing at about 2% per year. So obviously they've carved out a little niche for themselves, and they're doing quite well. Let's take a look at the particulars. How did I find the stock? Well, I heard about it probably on CNBC. I remember when they went public. And it's been talked about many times on TV and in various articles, etc., on the stock market. And, you know, I thought, doesn't sound like that great of an idea to me, to be honest with you. But now I look at the performance and the results of the stock, and I see the ranking of the stock, and it's done quite well. In fact, the app has pointed me in the direction of this stock, telling me that it's one of the best stocks in the market at the current time. Why? Well, over the last 12 months, OpenTable has delivered 73% returns to investors, along with some nice window seats. You know, you always try to get that. For some reason, when I ever go to a restaurant, I don't know what it is. I seem to get no respect at restaurants. That wasn't good. Just knocked over my microphone here. I always end up by the door that swings open from the kitchen to the dining room. It's always like, okay, look out, and the door will almost hit you, you know. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting here at this restaurant, spending good money on a nice meal, and I'm always placed right by the door. Why is that? And I look at all the people that are sitting, enjoying the city view or the harbor view, and I'm somewhere in the back, right next to the door that goes to the kitchen. And I get walloped about every 10 minutes, and it knocks my garlic bread out of my hand. But anyways, Open Table hopefully can help solve that problem and help get you a nice table, a place that has that harbor view or that ocean view that I never seem to get. The heck. Open Table, the stock up 73%. What did I just say? Earnings were up 68%, been growing by 68%. Stock, see the correlation there? And there's a very strong correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. Over the last 3 months, the stock's up 12%, the market's flat. Over the last month, the stock's up 15%, the market is flat. It gets a momentum grade of A right now. We can't give it a long-term performance grade because it hasn't been around for a long time. It's only been around since 2009. You could say, well, it's had the stock market behind its back this entire time. Well, that's true. But so have all the other stocks. It's all relative. Let's take a look at the valuation of Open Table. Now, on the surface, you might say that Open Table seems a little bit expensive here. It's trading at 34 times forward earnings, and it's expected to continue to grow by about 20% per year. So it's trading at a pretty steep premium to its growth rate. However, when I take the earnings of 221, which they're expected to make next year, and I extrapolate them out over the next 5 years, and then I really do a lot of thinking and a lot of research in coming up with the multiple that I think is appropriate for a company that does what Open Table does, I come up with a $145 potential 5-year target 5 years from now. The stock is currently trading at $75 per share. The stock passes my performance test. In fact, it gets an A, momentum grade. The stock passes my value test. In fact, it gets a grade of A minus. Now the all-important visual test. What's the chart look like? The chart's beautiful. The chart's been rising ever since January. The stock began the year at about $55 per share. Today it's $75 per share, and it continues in an upwards primary trend. It continues to be in an uptrend. Out of 3,508 stocks that I follow in my database, Open Table, OPEN, comes in at number 11. That's pretty good, number 11 out of 3508. And it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, and I own it in my aggressive growth accounts. When did I buy it? I bought it, if you look at the app, on August 14th. I said, buying a little Open Table here, chart looks good, stock moving up in rank, and I still own it. Not a recommendation, just an example of a best stock. Now we'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager. I'll be writing the newsletter again this weekend. It goes out every Saturday. Boy, I think it can help you stay on track in the market. How important is it? You know, how many times have we been in the wrong places in the market at the wrong time and seen our 401ks get hit? Seeing our Roth IRAs get hit, whatever. I can't make any guarantees, but I rank the asset classes on a daily basis. The same trends have been in place all year long. Now, the winds of change are blowing again in the market. They've blown several times, but in the past, the winds have kind of kicked up a little bit, and then they settled back down. Now they're kicking up a little bit again. There's a little bit of dust flying in the air, a little bit of commotion, some leaves and stuff, and got a few people, their nerves rattled. Well, we're going to see whether or not this time the winds in the market change. The winds in the market have been pushing the following asset classes forward since the beginning of the year. The U.S. stock market, that's been the prize this year. Up, what, 15, 14, 15, 16%, somewhere in there. It has not been kind. The winds of the world and the winds of the market have not been kind to the bond investors. They're down 14, 15%. I've kept you out of bonds all year long. The winds of the market have not been kind to international and emerging markets. They continue to badly lag the U.S. markets. In fact, they're down 14, 15% this year. I've kept you out of those areas of the market all year long. I've kept you focused in the stock market in the U.S. and more particularly small and mid-cap stocks. As of last Friday when I wrote the newsletter, went out Saturday, that was still the case. That was still the trend that was in place in the market. And that's the trend that we've been riding. That's the trend that we're trying to squeeze every ounce of juice out of before it's over. And when it's over, we'll go somewhere else. I don't know what the next one. Right now, we're seeing movement in commodities. Commodities have been a poor place to be invested for a long, long time. I'd say probably a year and a half, 2 years. Now we're starting to see a little bit of a bump. Gold is 18% off the bottom now. Silver's up about 20% off the bottom. Silver has entered into my top 8 asset classes. I still have not taken a position yet, however. As of last week, when I looked at those commodities, silver and gold, they only had one of the 3 characteristics that I require. They had a technical chart, a good technical chart. They're on a technical buy. But their performance still hasn't pushed them up high enough yet for me to really say, okay, the wind is really at the back of this asset class now. You say, well, you missed 18%. Well, some people got lucky, I suppose, and they finally picked the bottom of the gold market, which they've been trying to do for the last 2 years. Look, just the shorts covering their short positions in gold could send gold up the 18% that it's seen over the last couple of weeks here. So don't think that you've missed anything. We're looking for big moves in the asset classes, and we're looking for the best asset classes to be invested in on a relative basis where we can park our money. So this newsletter this weekend, we'll go through the same drill that we go through every weekend. We'll see if there's been any subtle changes at the top, if the leaderboard's changing at all, or if we should continue to stay the course that has been so kind to us here in 2013. Okay, speaking of best stocks now, this has been one of my perennial favorites. I'm proud to be one of the guys that, I don't know, that I discovered it, but I had the CEO on the show a couple years ago. I wrote about it in my book, Best Stocks Now, and the stock continues to perform magnificently, and now I see that it's going to split here, 2-for-1. And on that news yesterday, it broke out to a new all-time high. So I think it's a good time to visit, once again, do an update on a little company in Brentwood, Tennessee. That's where they're headquartered. But they have 1,176 farming equipment stores in 45 states with plans to open 100 more in 2013. It's kind of like a baby mini little Home Depot, but much more focused, right? Much more for the hobby guy who's got the little hobby farm, 4 or 5 acres, a couple of horses, a goat, a pig, a chicken, a wife that's not happy, and, you know, some laying hens. Those are nice. We had a little hobby farm. We lived on a little hobby farm. I had to try it just once in my life. I always kind of had farming in my blood. I grew up in a condo. It was like the first condo. Nobody knew what the word condominium meant when we moved to San Diego. But we had just a little patch of land behind our condo, and I was always growing cabbage and tomatoes. I always like growing things. I'm kind of a farmer, a gardener at heart, and always wanted some land. And, yeah, you know, I could say now that I've been there and done that. And I enjoyed it immensely. But it's a lot of work. You got to decide. I think it's for somebody who's retired, who doesn't run a company, who can afford maybe to hire a little bit of help, you know, and have maybe even a full-time person, a caretaker, taking care of the horses and the goats. But I learned a lot, you know. I learned how to juice a pomegranate. You know, there's nothing better than fresh pomegranate juice. Learned how to make feta cheese from fresh goat milk. I never quite got the taste down, though, for goat milk. I tried. That's all I can say. We had goat milk coming out of our ears there for a while. And it was a good experience. You know, we had avocados and we had citrus and we had every kind of fruit tree, peaches and plums. And predators, rabbits. Oh, my gosh, rabbits and squirrels and gophers. And they would haul off with just about everything, those little buggers. They'll drive you crazy. We didn't have a tractor supply, but I did find all the local stores that sold all of the, you know, the hay and the alfalfa and the laying hens. We did go there to pick up chicks. I did go to some of these stores to pick up chicks on the weekend, bring them home. And, of course, in about 9 months, I was having fresh omelets. So I enjoyed the whole experience. But you know what? You know, hey, kids are grown. I'd rather focus on other things right now than laying hens. Tractor Supply is a $8.6 billion company. I think when I first started following it, it was about a $3 billion company. They have done a magnificent job in becoming, in what I consider still to be, a best stock now. I own Tractor Supply in my conservative growth accounts. It's almost a large cap stock now. Tractor Supply over the last 10 years has been one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It's delivered 22% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, Tractor Supply has delivered 43% per year to investors. The market's only delivered 5%. Over the last 3 years, Tractor Supply has delivered 54% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 15%. Over the last 12 months, it's doubled the returns of the market. The performance grade on Tractor Supply, TSCO, is 22%. It is actually an A. The momentum grade right now is a B+. You know, even in the year 2008, and I remember talking to the CEO, I can't remember his name right now, about this. I said, your stock actually was up in 2008 when the market was down 38.5. He said, yeah. I mean, he said a lot of people were worried. And they started growing Victory Gardens. And they started buying laying hens so they could become a little bit more self-sufficient. And it created a boom at their stores. And they tailored their inventory to match that fear that was around in 2008, and they flourished in 2008. You see what I'm saying? When the market sells off, you have to look for those companies, those areas of the market that are benefiting from whatever conditions are out there in the world. And at that time, Tractor Supply was one of those. Tractor Supply passes my performance test with flying colors. But I like valuation also. Tractor Supply, when I take next year's earnings estimates of $5.25 and I extrapolate them out at about 17% per year over the next 5 years, and then I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I get a target price of $217. That's the potential target price, obviously. There's a lot that can happen between now and then. Out of 3,508 stocks that I follow, Tractor Supply comes in at number 92, and it's currently a stock I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, and I've owned it for quite a long time. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scott.
gun trade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. There's always leaders somewhere in that old market of ours. It may not be stocks. It may not be bonds. It may not be commodities. It may not be cash. You never know where the leadership is going to come from in the market. You know, as I think back on the last several years, I can remember in 2009 when the leadership in the market was the emerging markets and the bond market. Bonds had been thrashed from the 2008 financial crash, especially high yield bonds. I had big positions back then in China, ETFs. And also in high-yield bond ETFs. 2010, I want to say, was a year of commodities, where we saw commodities. Maybe that was, you know, I get my years mixed up, but there was a year where commodities just had an unbelievable, I'm thinking maybe it was 2007, it was before the crash, where steel stocks, rebar stocks, cement stocks, on and on and on. You just never know where the leadership in the market is going to come from. Then there was a year, I'm thinking probably 2010, the only place in the market was large cap dividend paying stocks. That was it. Nothing else. I tried, but there was nothing else working that year. And then, of course, this year, it's been all about small and mid cap aggressive growth stocks. Eventually that will come to an end and a new leadership area of the market will emerge. And I guess you'd have to say that the biggest mistake most investors make, and I hear this tale time and time again, I was doing really well in the market back in 2000 and I was hitting all-time highs, and then I got clobbered, and then I come crawling back, and then I got clobbered again. And I think the reason that so many have that tale to tell is because they stayed the course. They never changed course. As the winds of the market started to blow against them, they continued to head right into those winds and suffered big time. That's why, you know, some people adopt this asset allocation theory. It's probably better than buying a big chunk of stocks and just riding them out. Asset allocation spreads your money around into various areas of the market. There's always going to be one or two of the asset classes that are working. There's always going to be two or three that aren't working. And it always kind of balances itself out over time. You're never going to get hurt too badly. But how can you really do very well on the upside? I mean, look at this year. Perfect example. Market's up 15%. Bonds are down 15%, somewhere in there. They basically offset one another. So obviously a 50-50 bond stock portfolio was even on the year. A 60-40 bond stock portfolio is down on the year. A 60-40 stock bond mix is barely up on the year. It just seems to me that it makes more sense to navigate around and try to stay in the areas of the market that have the winds behind them instead of the winds in their face. Then why don't more people do it? Because it's not that easy. It takes a lot of work. That's why. You have to stay on top of things. You know, a lot of these big wealth managers, once they bring you in and put you into this asset allocation based on your age, then they can move on to the next person. And they can focus their time on marketing. Just listen to most of the guys that are big wealth managers. They're meeting with people, setting up appointments, meeting with them at hotels and whatnot. They're not managing the money. Well, they've got people at home managing the money, but they're managing it in a very generic fashion, the old asset allocation model. You know what? Listen, everybody's got to decide for themselves. I'm not going to say my method's any better than anybody else's. I'm going to leave that up to you to decide. But I personally don't see the logic behind riding in an asset class that continues to get pummeled and staying the course. That just makes little sense to me. And again, I think the answer as to why more money managers don't move assets around amongst the asset classes, because again, it's time consuming. That would take time away from their marketing of their business. They're schmoozing at the country club. They're schmoozing at the golf course, meeting with people, trying to sign them up as new clients, etc. My guys, leave me alone here. You know, I'm in silence, solitude from the time the market opens, the time the radio show's over, until the time the market closes. I'm managing the money, and I'm looking at these nuances and these subtleties sometimes. Sometimes it can be very subtle. And when I think an asset class or a sector or a stock is changing direction, when I think that primary trend is starting to reverse, or is starting to cool off, or is starting to lose its mojo, well, then it's time to move on, make a few adjustments here and there. I mean, you can look at my newsletter and you can see the changes I've made along the way this year so far. You can also see the results that I've produced with the model portfolios that I monitor, that I publish every single weekend. I have a mutual fund model portfolio for folks that have 401ks. I think that's a good guide for everybody out there who's got a choice of mutual funds. Take a look at it. Decide for yourself. I haven't had you in bonds this year. I haven't had you in emerging markets. That thing's up anywhere between 15-18%. I'll see where it is when I write the newsletter this weekend. For those of you who are seeking income, you're getting killed in fixed income. You're down 15% in treasuries this year. Corporate bonds, muni bonds, clobbered. I have an eclectic mix of dividend-paying stocks that's done rather well. It's up double digits this year, as opposed to being down double digits in fixed income. I have a conservative large-cap growth account. It's done pretty good this year. Large caps have underperformed the small-cap stocks this year, but I'm satisfied with the results so far in 2013. And then I have my aggressive growth account, which is the place to be this year. Why? Because it's been a market that's favored aggressive growth stocks. So anyways, I think that the newsletter can be a big help to you. The app can be a big help to you. None of it is the holy grail, but it can help you in your analysis of the market and help keep you in the right places at the right time and out of the wrong neighborhoods at the wrong time. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And if you're interested in my money management services, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.